Good morning. Welcome to St. James. We know many of you are joining us from all over the globe. Several of our parishioners are here with us today, perhaps some guests. We welcome you here with us in person, as well as virtually on Zoom. We remind everyone here in the sanctuary that you're welcome to hum along with us and encouraged to do so. Today we celebrate the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're so grateful that you're all here with us in one way or another, and we ask that you please rise as we begin with Gather Us In.
Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. And what a blessing that we can gather on this beautiful day today. The Weather Committee's been doing a good job the last couple of weeks. It's so wonderful to see some familiar faces who are back again, and it's always a blessing to gather as the people of God. So let's turn to the Lord today, open our minds and hearts to the message that God wishes us to receive this day, the message of hope, the message of mercy. I confess
to Almighty God
and my brothers and sisters that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
trust you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the hand of the Father, have mercy on us. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace to people of goodwill. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Glory, glory to God.
Let us pray that God's love will fill our minds and hearts this day. Let us pray that we might take on the attitude of Jesus, the attitude of love. Let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will give us courage and fidelity. O God, you manifest your almighty power above all by pardoning and by showing mercy. Bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, you say the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel, is it my way that is unfair? Or rather, are not your ways unfair? When someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it is because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if he turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life, since he has turned away from all the sins that he has committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also for those of others. Have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, and those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first son and said, 'Son, go out and work into the vineyard today.' He replied, 'I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two sons did the father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your mind and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A tale from a Sufi master. When I was a young man, I used to pray that I would have the energy to change the world. When I reached middle age, I realized the futility of that prayer, so I asked for the grace to be able to change those who were close to me, my family and friends. Now that I am an old man, I've changed my prayer again. I now pray for the grace to be able to change myself.
And if I had prayed that prayer from the beginning, I would not have wasted so much of my life. A wise saying. We live in an age when we are trying to change the world. We're trying to make the world a better place, to get rid of racism, to improve economic justice, to make health care available to all. But how to do that seems to generate six opinions on every side. So this desire to change the world has created a disunity. St. Paul, in all of his epistles, talks about the need for unity, the need to be one. So this reality that there is division, that there is difference, is not something that's just of our time. It goes back to the very beginning. And St. Paul used to offer his prayer then for unity. As we heard in the epistle to the Philippians today, that you would be one in mind, one in heart, united in love, thinking one thought. So what the apostle wanted the Philippians and want us to understand, that if we're going to change the world, we have to have the wisdom of the Sufi master and change ourselves. That's going to be the first step. And St. Paul tells us how to do it. He says what you have to do is have the attitude of Christ. Well, that seems like a tall order. How can I have the attitude of Christ? I'm not as kind as Christ. I'm not as generous as Christ. I'm not as forgiving as Christ. But what St. Paul tells us is that this idea of having the attitude of Christ is not a product of our own virtue, but instead it's how we act, how we behave. And he gives us something we need to not do and something that we need to do. So if you want to have the attitude of Christ, you have to do what Christ did, which is not grasping and emptying yourself. Christ did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at, but instead emptied himself. So this is our task. If we want to have the attitude of Christ, we have to stop grasping and start emptying. And if we do that, then we'll change ourselves and ultimately the world. Stop grasping. Okay, the first chore that we have, well, we know that grasping is the thing that got us in trouble in the first place, right? Isn't that how we ended up where we are? Adam grasping after that apple. So Adam was grasping. And because of that, we ended up with systemic racism, economic collapse, environmental ruin, cholesterol in fried chicken, and algebra homework. So, grasping after that apple was not a good idea. We have to realize, though, have to remember as we think about that story, that the grasping was not after something bad. I mean, think of what the serpent said. The serpent said, look at this apple. Isn't it good? Isn't it pleasing? Isn't it desirable? And Adam said, oh, yeah. And that's the way temptation works. We're not tempted to do something evil. We're not tempted to say, I am now going to do this evil thing. I mean, there might be a Snidely Whiplash out there who likes tying Little Nell to the railroad tracks, but I've never met him. My sins and the sins of people who come to confession are all about how we go after something desirable. We grasp after it. We grasp after our freedom. Well, who are you to tell me I have to wear a mask? We grasp after our opinions. I don't have to listen to what you say. We grasp after our happiness. So get out of my way. None of those are bad things. But it's the grasping we have to be wary of. Because as Adam found, if you grasp even after desirable things, it can get you kicked out of paradise. So we have to stop grasping. And St. Paul says, and then we have to take on the mind of Christ, take on the attitude of Christ by emptying ourselves. He did not deem equality with God something to grasp at, but emptied himself. So how do we do that? How do we empty ourselves? And what are we supposed to empty ourselves of? Thinking about this, I was remembering a prayer that St. Ignatius Loyola wrote almost 500 years ago. And the prayer starts off and it says, "Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will. Take those things, Lord. I'm going to empty myself of them." Well, as you think about it, or as I thought about it anyway, I said, those are the things that make me me. You know, my liberty, you know, the ability to do what I want to do. My memory, we all have had to deal with the tragedy of someone who loses their memory and how sad it is. We almost seem like we lose the person. Somebody who has their understanding and their will is the thing that separates them from the beasts or separates them from the machines. So what are we saying when we say we have to empty ourselves of our liberty, memory, understanding, and entire will? No one would want to do that. Or would they? I'm thinking of a young mother. When a mother brings a child home from the hospital, now all the mothers will have to tell me if this is right, but this is what it looks like to me. When a mother brings a child home from the hospital, she has no liberty at that point. She can't go to the movies, she can't go out to dinner, she can't picture doing anything more than a few hours at a time because the chore of taking care of this child is all consuming. And I was reading this very interesting article about something they call mommy brain. And mommy brain is a scientific phenomenon where women's mothers' brains are actually reconfigured. Their gray matter is changed so that they really can't remember anything except caring for this child. And their entire focus is so intense on this child that all other parts of their life fall into unimportance. And of course, every mother, of course, has no will of her own. She can't even decide when she's going to sleep because the needs of the child have priority. Mommy brain. So, in this example at least, a young mother is willing to empty herself of her liberty, her memory, her understanding, her entire will. Because of the love she has for this child. So maybe that's our end, maybe that's our clue on how we can do what we're called to do by St. Paul today and have the same attitude of Christ. That prayer that starts off, "Take, Lord, receive," is part of a larger meditation entitled "A Contemplation on Divine Love." And the prayer ends after the "Take, Lord, receive," it ends by saying, "Give me only your love and your grace, and that is sufficient for me." Love and grace are enough. The attitude of Christ was that the love of God was enough for him. The attitude of a young mother is that the love of this child is enough for her. And the attitude of Christ that we are called to have is that God's love, a love that shows itself in action, is enough. We empty ourselves of ourselves so that we can be filled with God's love. We empty ourselves of all those things that we think we need, even things as basic as memory and understanding and will, because we know that love alone is enough. The attitude of Christ, where we stop grasping and start emptying, is only possible because of the love of God. And that's what changes us. That's what makes for unity. That's ultimately is what changes the world. Amen. Let us all stand together as a people of faith and confess the faith that we share. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a people of faith, we offer our prayers then with hope and confidence as we present ourselves as a people open to receiving God's gifts.
For the church, that the Holy Spirit may bind us with the same love, uniting us in heart, so that we may carry out God's will in the world today, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our leaders, that they may have the courage to do what is right and just, even when it's not easy or popular, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For missionaries, who spread the good news through word and action, that they may be kept safe from harm, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Jewish brothers and sisters, as they observe Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the holiest day of the year, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may humbly regard others as more important than ourselves, looking out for their interests and becoming the face of Christ for our neighbor, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of St. James, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice from our hands for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church. Grant us, merciful God, that this, our offering, may find acceptance with you, and that through it, the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Jesus. For by your word you created the world, and you govern all things in harmony. You gave us that same word made flesh as mediator, and he has spoken your words to us and called us to follow him. He is the way that leads to you, the truth that sets us free, the life that fills us with gladness. Through your Son, you gather men and women you've made for the glory of your name into one family, redeemed by the blood of the cross and signed with the seal of the Spirit. Therefore, now and for ages unending, with all the saints, we proclaim your glory. And in joyful celebration, we acclaim. Indeed, holy and to be glorified, O God. You love the human race. You always walk with us on our journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples and now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father, most merciful, we ask you, send forth your Holy Spirit, Sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, and let them become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread, said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice. He gave you thanks. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son and our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. By our partaking of this mystery, Almighty God, give us life through your Spirit. Grant that we may be conformed to the image of your Son. Confirm us in the bond of communion with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise and your entire people. Grant that all the faithful of the Church, looking into the signs of the times by the light of faith, may constantly devote ourselves to the service of the gospel. Keep us attentive to the needs of all, that sharing their grief and pain, their joy and hope, we may faithfully bring the good news of salvation and go forward with them along the way of your kingdom. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection, give them the fullness of life. And grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, may we come to that eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There in communion with Mary, the Mother of God and our Mother, her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle, Saint James, and all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Christ Jesus, your Son, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day. That by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of Jesus be with you always.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Going to communion, we'll follow the directions of the ushers. They will lead you up to Joe. He will sanitize your hand, keep your social distance, then approach the altar. I will give you the host, and then if you can step over to the left, take off your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
My hand will save. the Lord of snow and rain. I abhor my people's pain. I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you need me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will sing. Finest bread I will provide.
Let us pray. May this heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us, body, mind, and spirit, that we may be co-heirs in glory with Christ. To those suffering, we are united whenever we proclaim his death, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Please go to the website. There's some very important things on there. There's a survey that the Archdiocese is conducting. It's going to really help us as we move forward in our Renew My Church process. So if you haven't had an opportunity to do the survey yet, I'd ask you to do that. Secondly, a reminder that the retreat, the parish retreat, is this Saturday. So it will be virtual, but it should be a very good experience helping us to think through and pray through this very strange time that we're in. So please register for that. This Friday is the first Friday of the month, and we all have Eucharistic devotions. And so you can sign up for that as well. And then Saturday, this Saturday and the next Saturday, there's going to be a farmer's market at our farm from 9:30 to 12:30, right in the old church footprint. And so if you want some fresh produce, come next Saturday to the farm. So, the Lord be with you. God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Send down the fire of your